Sorry, Siya Bonga. You've been waiting for me, and I've been waiting for this conversation as well. It's really good to have you on the line. Siya Bonga Mabuza is the head of cybersecurity at the Fourth Industrial Revolution Incubator, 4IRI. Good morning to you and welcome.
Thank you, Clarence, and thank you to your listeners.
Yeah, so I want to just tell, and I did mention it to everybody, that it's an important conversation. SMMEs are an easy target for cyber criminals, and apparently 51% of SMMEs researched are experiencing some kind of cybersecurity breach of sorts. And this conversation is to empower them to make really good decisions. If you're conducting a lot of your business on the internet especially, you want to be absolutely careful these days, because it appears as if these cyber attacks have kind of gone from multinationals and big companies and are now targeting small, medium enterprises. Siya Bonga, is that what you're finding as well?
Yes, that's what we're finding a lot. So they're targeting individuals and small to medium enterprises, and that's because of the historically SMMEs wouldn't protect themselves. So they're finding them, criminals are finding SMMEs as easy targets, and that's why it has increased.
So it's a really bad line, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to improve on what we are hearing. But in the meantime, just some of the survey results that I've seen from 1,000 small businesses polled. The survey found that the most common cybersecurity attacks were malware virus related, 24%, followed by data breach, 16%, phishing attacks, 15%, 68% reported the cost of their breach was up to £5,000. That's UK research. Maybe you should, Siya Bonga, tell us what these different kinds of attacks mean, because we're not necessarily that tech savvy. So what is malware?
So malware, think of malware as a form of a virus, right, that affects your machine, or it basically goes into your network and affects your anything that's linked to your network, so your computer, any digital device, your phone, your tablet, and that's malware. And you find different types of malware, and it can transform into different forms. So you'll also find things like ransomware. So ransomware is a form of a malware where you have a virus, similar to how you have a virus in your body. So ransomware is just, they're using it to hold the machine at ransom, so they'll slow down. So that virus will slow down the device's computing mechanism and processing power, and with the aim of, and the attacker wants to actually get a ransom from the owner of that particular device.
I think we understand data breach. That means that they're just kind of getting all your stuff out of your computer. And a phishing attack? What's a phishing attack?
So a phishing attack, it's those SMSs you get from somebody saying you've got an inheritance from somewhere, where they're actually trying to source information from you. That's a phishing attack. And there's different types of phishing attack as well. So you can get it on a voice note, you can get it from a video, but the aim is to actually source information from the target.
I think it's important to ask what we can do to protect ourselves, because I'm also moonlighting. I'm also a small business owner, and I'm not necessarily giving it the attention that it deserves. What should we be thinking and doing?
Great question, Clarence. So what we should be thinking, right, is better understanding. So, for example, so what can I do to better know about this cyber, or how to protect myself, rather? And what we should be doing is the basic and the most easiest thing to do is just frequently change your password, and don't use the same password everywhere. So, for example, if you have social media accounts, don't use the same password on your banking accounts as well, because then it'll become easy for the attacker to actually write you off and cripple all other systems. Secondly, what we should avoid is using public networks or public Wi-Fi. If we are using public Wi-Fi, we can use something called a VPN, a virtual private network, which can actually protect you. So it's like a second layer. So even if you are in the same public Wi-Fi, so Clarence and Siya Bonga are sharing the same public Wi-Fi, Siya Bonga will need to jump through a number of hoops before she can actually access Clarence's information, if Siya Bonga is a malicious attacker. So those are the most basic ones we should do, but there are others.
Yeah, the fact that a lot of people are working remotely, working from home, does that leave you a little vulnerable as well, or more so vulnerable?
Yes, it does. Because our home networks, most people don't change their Wi-Fi password when they get their Wi-Fi router. So the problem is, if you don't do that, it's so easy to actually hack into your Wi-Fi or your home network, whether it's a line, a fiber line, etc. And then actually you are compromised from that angle. So there's a number of things there that you can do as well. The basic one is password. Secondly, just check. There's a number of apps that you can use. We also have one. We have a cybersecurity scanner from the Fourth Industrial Revolution Incubator, where you can actually use to actually scan your Wi-Fi and see who's on my home network, which will tell you if there's an intruder or not.
And this is the kind of service that you give to small, medium business owners?
Yes.
Okay. So where do we find you, Siyabonga Mabuza?
Okay, so I'm part of the Fourth Industrial Revolution Incubator, where you can find me, you can directly contact me via my email, which is siya@4iri.co.za, and then you can also find me on WhatsApp or on mobile on 071-679-6220. What I'd also like to put out there to our listeners is that we are currently running a cybersecurity course where we have more information, where we're taking into the depth of the thinking of a hacker or a potential attacker. And we also give you more information about the futuristic technologies. I mean, there's a lot of technology buzzwords that we're hearing, like artificial intelligence, machine learning, etc. So we take you through that, and that's a course we're currently running. I think I highly recommend it. I think it's great for anybody, whether you're an individual business owner or like your sole proprietors or an SME with a number of stops, because there you'll get a lot more information. So please do contact us at siya@4iri.co.za, or you can phone.
Well, what's your website? Do you have a website address?
Definitely. So our website is www.4iri.co.za.
And that's the digit 4iri.
Yes, the digit 4. Or you can also send an email to info@4iri.co.za.
I think we are now suitably empowered. I thank you for your time, Siyabonga Mabuza, head of cybersecurity at the Fourth Industrial Revolution Incubator.